one body bag or two?
Okay, so...
Oops, hit the thingy. Sorry. Did that catch it?
Yeah, caught it.
Sorry.
Welcome. This is episode...
1/2.
1.2. 1.2. Funny story. First episode, it died. Yeah. Just it died. We're going to leave it at that. Anyways.
It's going to be called the Forever Lost episode.
The Forever Lost Shoelace episode. I'm going to remember it as the Shoelace Murders. Yeah. The Shoelace Murders. Yeah. With their own shoelaces, before Velcro. Velcro was made for shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's the reason why. Mm-hmm. Anyways, this is Sam again, and this is hopefully episode one. With us today, we have Joseph, who's to my left.
Hello.
We also have Yelly on the other mic.
And Robert, who's to my right.
I'm here this time.
You're here this time? Alrighty. I hope you guys are here this time. It would be nice. Alrighty, so I have an interesting story for you today. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Yeah. It's not as bad as the Forgotten episode.
The Shoelaces.
The Shoelace Murder. No, it's not as bad. Alright, so today we're actually going to be covering something called The Murder of Dee Dee Blanchard. I've mentioned this before, but I don't know if it's something that you remember or if it's something...
I don't remember anything. I don't remember what I have for breakfast half the time.
Alrighty.
So, Dee Dee Blanchard.
Yes. Mm. So, let me tell you a little summary. Okay, so, late on the night of June 14th, 2015, so not that long ago, Deputy Sheriff in Greene County, Missouri... found the body of Dee Dee Blanchard face down in the bedroom of her house just outside Springfield, Missouri. She was laying in her bed in a pool of blood from stab wounds inflicted several days earlier.
Wow.
There were no signs of her daughter, Gypsy Rose, who, according to Blanchard, suffered from leukemia, asthma, muscular dystrophy, and several other chronic conditions, and had the mental capacity of a 7-year-old due to the damage she suffered as a result of a premature birth.
Oh. So she was a preemie baby.
Yeah. Oh. Not by much, but she was a preemie baby. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So before we go into that story, let me inform you a bit about Dee Dee Blanchard. So she was born Claudine Petrit. I'm going to butcher names here because I'm horrible at names. And she was born in Louisiana near the Gulf Coast on May 3rd, 1967. During her childhood, relatives recalled she would occasionally engage in petty theft, often when things wouldn't go her way, so she was a pretty spoiled child. At some point early in her adult life, she worked as a nurse's aide and even began being She was ailing at the time. She was getting really sick. Mm. And actually, not long after becoming her aide, her mom passed away. And many blamed it on her because she would deny her mother food, but no charges or anything were ever followed up on it. So this kind of showed early signs that Mrs. Claudine Dee Dee Blanchard wasn't exactly...
sane.
Yeah. Mm. So when Dee Dee was 24, she became pregnant with Rod Blanchard, then 17. Yes. So yeah, he was 17, she was 24. They named their daughter Gypsy Rose, mostly because... Dee Dee liked the name Gypsy and...
liked roses?
Well, actually, Rod was a huge fan of Guns N' Roses. So he was like, I'm going to name her Rose because I like roses. Guns N' Roses.
When did this happen?
In the 1960s.
Okay.
1970s, yes.
You're like, it's a Jaeger.
All right, so shortly before Gypsy Rose's birth, about July 1991, the couple separated when Rod realized they got married for all the wrong reasons. Despite Claudine's effort to keep him around, he did not, and she took the newborn baby to go live with her father back in
Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri. Missouri. So let's now get into Gypsy Rose's childhood. Okay, others have commented that Gypsy's birth may have been slightly premature, possibly affecting the development of her skull, but other than that, she had no known illnesses or issues. Even her own father thought she was okay, but by 3 months old, Dee Dee was convinced that the infant suffered from sleep apnea and began her many trips to the hospital. All tests would come back negative and no signs of sleep apnea or anything whatsoever. During this time, Rod recalled that Dee Dee became convinced that Gypsy, for some reason, had a wide range of health issues And all this was because of unspecified chromosomal discovery or disorder. Which, in layman's turn, was basically she thought her child was born with extra chromosomes or missing chromosomes, so therefore she was special. When Gypsy was 7 to 8 years old, she was riding on her grandfather's motorcycle with him. They had a minor accident where Gypsy fell and scraped her knee. Nothing big really happened, but Dee Dee was convinced that this was signs that she had a growing and mental disorder because she couldn't be on a bike or a motorcycle without falling over. And after that happened, she was convinced that in order to fix the scrape on her leg, she needed several surgeries. And after then is when the wheelchair would be introduced, and she became wheelchair bound by the age of 7 because of her mom. Because
she was overprotective.
Yes. Basically, she was becoming an overprotective mother. Gypsy seemed to have stopped going to school after the second grade, possibly even as early as kindergarten. Her mother homeschooled her after that, supposedly because of her illnesses were too severe. Gypsy says that she learned how to read and to write on her own, mostly using the Harry Potter books. Yep.
Inspired by Harry Potter.
Right? She's actually a huge Harry Potter fan.
I wonder if she's gone to Universal.
Probably. Not the new ones how it is, but...
Like, you never know.
Well, actually, she's
Harry Potter Land.
Well, one, she is in jail.
Ah, never mind.
So, yeah, and it's kind of hard to do that if you're in jail. But before that, they used to get free rides to...
Everywhere.
So, I'll get into that soon. While Gypsy's father, Rod, had remarried, Dee Dee did not, and instead moved in with her father and stepmother, who would later claim that Dee Dee, when preparing food for her, poisoned it with Roundup weed killer, leading to the stepmother getting sick all the time.
Wow.
During this time, Dee Dee was arrested for several minor offenses, including writing bad checks and even petty theft. Dee Dee's stepmother began regularly confronting Dee Dee about the treatment of Gypsy and expressed her suspicions about her role in her ailing sicknesses. Dee Dee, once she was being questioned, she actually took Gypsy and ran off. And not long later, her stepmother's health returned back to normal. But again, nothing was followed up on it. Nothing was looked into it. It was just, oh,
what a coincidence.
Right? Quinky dink. Huh. We're just going to leave that be as is. So, Dee Dee and Gypsy then moved and they lived in public housing. They had their bills and everything paid for by public assistance. Dee Dee also was getting child support. And a lot of this was given to her free due to her daughter's supposed mental condition or medical conditions. And they spent most of their time visiting various specialists seeking treatments of illnesses Dee Dee claimed Gypsy suffered from, which Dee Dee now said she had a hearing and vision problems.
That's it.
Plus more. While a muscle biopsy found no signs of muscular dystrophy, Dee Dee insisted Gypsy had this and was actually successful in securing treatment for her daughter. So if you don't know about the treatment for muscular dystrophy, it's pretty hardcore. It's very intense. A lot of medication and a lot of surgeries. So her mother also managed to convince doctors that Gypsy would have seizures. And they actually prescribed her anti-seizure medication. Which, if anyone knows about anti-seizure medication, that shit can fuck you up if you do not have seizures. It was actually so bad that Gypsy lost more than half of her teeth. Her teeth would just fall out.
For some reason, in my mind, I just pictured, like, literally down the line, half of her teeth, like...
Randomly at a random... Yeah,
just on, like, the right-hand side, just like...
Just the right-hand side, yeah. For some reason. She also had several surgeries performed on her during this time, most of them unnecessary, so she would have a lot of unnecessary surgeries done, and also her mother would constantly take her to the emergency room for the littlest of things and trying to make it into something it really wasn't. After Hurricane Katrina in August 2005... Dee Dee and Gypsy then moved back to Missouri. During this time, Dee Dee also said that most of Gypsy's medical records, including her birth certificate, were destroyed during the flood.
Wow.
So that's how they were able to actually do a lot of doctor shopping.
Oh.
Yes. So while in Missouri, Dee Dee and Gypsy lived in a rental home until 2008 when Habitat for Humanity built them a small house with a wheelchair ramp and a hot tub. The story of a single mother with a severely disabled daughter forced to flee Katrina's devastation, I'm blind, I should wear my glasses, received considerable local media attention, and the community often pitched in to help Dee Dee. The outpouring of support included a great deal of charitable contributions. In Louisiana, mother and daughter would be able to go to the Ronald McDonald House anytime they wanted to and stay there for as long as they want. They also were given free flights to any trips that they wanted to go to, any medical conditions that they needed to go to. They were given free trips to Disneyland, Disney World, whenever they desired, and were even given backstage passes to concerts via Make-A-Wish Foundation in addition to a house that was made for them.
You mean concerts?
Yeah, that's why I said concerts.
You said concerts.
Concerts.
I was like, what's a concert?
Oh my god. Here I am trying to read you something, and you're just English like, I'm gonna critique her on her English. Because of all things,
I wonder what concert they'd go to.
They did. They went to a lot of concerts, and I remember they specifically said which ones it was, but I cannot remember them on the top of my head.
Huh.
But she was like a big fan of someone in particular, and she would go to all of her concerts whenever possible, and I can't remember. Huh?
Was she a believer?
Justin Bieber. Joe Wendy.
Joe, you're not allowed on the podcast
anymore. I know, right? We're not going to bring up that guy in here. We'll vote you off. Rod continued to make monthly child support payments of $1,200 a month, as well as sending Gypsy gifts and occasionally talking to her on the phone. Rod and his second wife regularly hoped to visit, but when they tried, Dee Dee would change things, or they would leave, or she wouldn't allow it. She was always trying to hide Gypsy away from Rod at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Dee Dee would also continue to tell others that Gypsy's father was an abusive drug addictor. I swear I know words.
Drug addict,
and he was an alcoholic who never came to terms with her daughter's health issues and never sent them any money. So she portrayed him as a deadbeat guy.
Lying.
Oh yeah, you'll learn that she was a chronic liar. Yeah, it's pretty bad what she does. So many people who met Gypsy was charmed by her. She was only 5 feet tall. She was nearly toothless, had large glasses, and a high childlike voice, which reinforced the perception that she had all the problems her mother said she had. She often wore wigs and hats to cover her baldness. Her mother regularly shaved her just to mimic the hairless appearance of a chemotherapy patient. When they left the house, Dee Dee often took an oxygen tank and feeding tube with them. Gypsy was fed children's liquid nutrition supplements, Pediasure, well into her 20s. Yeah. And getting a feeding tube put into you is very painful.
Mm.
Very painful, and it can, like, yeah, it's pretty bad. Mm. I don't know how else to, like, describe how bad it is to get a feeding tube.
I don't know. Just imagine it, guys. A freaking tube being stuffed into you and you're being forced to
It's connected in.
It.
No, it's connected into your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, And then
they have this tube and they just like pour this liquid into your stomach, and you get no nutrition through that whatsoever.
Mm.
Yeah, it's usually only for people who should have it. If you can normally eat and drink and everything on your own, don't do that because it can cause a lot of medical issues with you too. So Dee Dee used physical abuse to control her daughter, always holding her daughter's hand in the process in the presence of others. When Gypsy said something that either suggested she was not really sick or seemed above her mental capacity, Gypsy recalled that her mother would give her a tight squeeze. And when the two were alone, Dee Dee would strike her open hand or with a coat hanger.
Wow.
Yeah. So she controlled...
A coat hanger?
Yeah, a coat hanger. You know how with Mexicans it's a belt or a chancla, but with her it was a coat hanger, apparently.
Why did we have to go straight to Mexicans?
Because we're Mexicans. Duh. That was what, I don't know.
But about, we're not all Mexicans. There's a variety in the room.
I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, the moment my mom started reaching,
went straight to the chancla, our friends.
Yeah, it went straight to chancla. Not even like the slipper. No, straight up chancla.
Chancla.
The chancla came out and it came at my head.
It didn't sound like that. Where did that come from?
Well, it's funny. I was thinking about it when I got the Switch. When kids get in trouble these days, it's like, go get the Switch. And it's like, but it's in my room.
What?
Go outside and get the Switch.
Oh, God. So apparently when I was like, Joe, I'm going to get you the Switch, he had childhood memories apparently having to go outside and get a Switch that he would use, that his parents would use to beat him.
He has PTSD.
I know, right? No, it's all coming back to me.
The memories.
All those days in Nam. I'm just kidding.
Let's see, where was I? Okay, there was one doctor, I think his name was Bernardo Frenstein.
Bernardo,
yeah.
I like that's the part you were worried about, not Frenstein. He's a friend. and he's Jewish. Friends thing.
He wasn't. Okay.
I like the name Bernardo, though.
Bernardo?
Bernardo.
Okay, let's see. You're making me lose track of where the heck I am.
That's not my fault. You put your finger on it. Like,
There we are. There was one doctor, Bernardo, who saw Gypsy and became suspicious of her muscular dystrophy diagnosis. Despite his suspicions, he ordered MRIs and blood work, but everything came back normal. One of their follow-ups, Dr. Bernardo, I'm just going to refer to him as Dr. Bernardo because mm-hmm. his last name, I don't like it, told Dee Dee that that Rose was perfectly fine and she is capable of walking and standing on her own because he saw no muscle loss. Usually when someone is stuck in or wheelchair bound, you can see that their legs are small. They're tiny. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no muscle to them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Gypsy showed none of this. Her legs looked like they were developing well on her own. She looked like she had nothing wrong with her. And he was the only doctor out of all the doctors that they took him to that pointed this out.
That questioned it?
Yes.
And pushed it?
That finally questioned it. And he also criticized Dee Dee of how bad of a historian she was. She used the excuse, well, we were in Katrina and all of her medical records and her birth certificate were all destroyed. And he's like, well, you know, you can get copies of those, right? And she would be like, oh, I didn't know that. So she'd try to play the dumb role mm-hmm. on purpose. So when he confronted her about this, he also confronted her that he had did his own work. And he had followed up with many other doctors and finding out that all the tests that they had ran also came back normal. But he was the only doctor out of everyone to actually say something and not give in to Dee Dee's request of more treatment and more drugs for Gypsy. So when that happened, and he was convinced, and he had even straight out told her that she does not have muscular dystrophy. He had suspected the possibility of Munchausen syndrome by proxy, but once Dee Dee was being questioned by him too much, she ran. She took Gypsy and ran and never saw him again. Unfortunately, Dr. Bernardo did not follow up or report Dee Dee to a social services. He was told by other doctors to treat the pair with golden gloves because most people think with golden gloves, their insurance pays. So it's like, oh, yeah, they give good money. We're going to get money off of that. Might as well try to get as much as possible.
Wow.
So instead of, you know, let's take care of this child who's obviously being abused, we're going to milk him for all the money we can.
Turn a blind eye.
Pretty much, wow. Yes. So he doubted the authorities would believe him. But nonetheless, in 2009, an anonymous caller told the police about the use of different names and birth dates for Dee Dee and her daughter. When officials followed up on this, they believed what Dee Dee's explanation was. She claimed the reason for all of the misinformation was to make it harder for her abusive ex-husband to find her and Gypsy. Incestually, she was in hiding, she says. Mm-hmm. They believed her without confirming this with Rod. They just believed her because she seemed like the type of woman, I guess, to believe in first whatever. And the agents seemed to generally think that Gypsy was mentally handicapped. And they closed the case.
Wow.
Further.
So just like, oh, seems legit.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. Yeah. Without questioning it, without even going to Rod or trying to figure out anything else, they were just like, oh, yeah, you're right. She is. So we're mm-hmm. just going to end this here and just go with that.
Wow.
So with this comes time and also comes the growing independence of Gypsy.
So how old is she at this point?
So she by now is starting to grow older. And by now she's in her late teens, getting close to...
she's now growing older.
She's a lot older than she or her mom is making her appear. Okay. So her mom is always forging different birth certificates for her to make mm-hmm. her younger all the time. Why no one's catching on to that, I don't know. And how she's doing it, I want a new birth certificate. I want to be younger. Can I be younger? Don't look at me like that, Joe. You got something to say? You want to say?
You're not that old.
I like how he was very hesitant on stopping you for calling yourself old.
Really? Says the person who's the oldest of us all right here. Yeah, Robert?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So show respect.
Thank you. See? You know how fast she was to defend her there?
Okay, so the growing independence of Gypsy. Well, those close to Gypsy still believed she was a teenager. She was an actual adult.
Gypsy, so she's 18?
Yes.
Okay.
Gypsy began pushing her limits with her mother. A neighbor recalled an incident that either happened in 2009, 2010, they couldn't really remember when, where Gypsy showed up at their doorstep in the middle of the night without her wheelchair or her mother, seeking a ride to a local hospital to visit a man whom she had romantic interest in.
Ooh.
Yes. The man had been assaulted by a group of people who were familiar with Gypsy's medical history. They felt the guy was taking advantage of a mentally challenged underage girl. When Gypsy got to the hospital, she produced her real birth certificate that gave her the correct date of birth, proving she was actual legal age 18. Dee Dee found out and rushed to the hospital, where she said that the birth certificate that was she had shown was fake, and gave her the real birth certificate, making her much younger.
Mm-hmm.
It was reported that Dee Dee then forced Gypsy to apologize to everyone that was present at the hospital, humiliating her in front of everyone.
Wow.
Yes. And it gets worse. It gets worse. Gypsy had always been, so we're just going to like jump over this. I don't know why I did not do a good transition on this. So Gypsy had always been a huge sci-fi fan. You know, she taught herself how to read and write through Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
So her mom had actually allowed her to go to conventions most of the time with her. Sometimes she'd go in disguise, dressed up in costume, or she'd go in her wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
One day she had gone to a convention in 2011, and she had actually planned to run away and escape from her mother. But her mother found her in a hotel room with a man that she had met online. Again, Dee Dee produced paperwork giving Gypsy's false and much younger age and threatened to inform the police.
Found him online. Yeah. That eHarmony, yo.
Okay, actually, she said most of the men she found was on a Christian website.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Christian Mingle.
Right? Christian. We're not trying to.
Christian Single Mingle.
Right? Farmers.com. Farmers.com. It was Christian. Yeah, she said she met most of her.
Christian.
What?
That's it. We vote him off now.
Right? Joe, you're getting strikes here. Alrighty. So she had tried to escape with this guy, but her mom found her. Again, Dee Dee produced paperwork giving Gypsy a much younger age and threatened to inform the police. After returning home, Dee Dee smashed her computer with a hammer and threatened to do the same with her fingers.
Wow.
If she ever tried to escape again. She actually then put Gypsy on a leash, and whenever she was not around or couldn't watch her, she would handcuff her to the bed.
Okay.
And this went on for weeks.
Is it just me? Or am I the only one that's getting visuals of, like, the Tangled movie with the mom and the...
You are never leaving this town!
Pretty much, right? That's kind of... But to the live action of it, like...
Well, at least... Like... Okay, Rapunzel, though, sounds more like a happy one compared to what Dee Dee went through, because her mom wasn't putting her through like all these torturous medical things of like having her, she has muscular dystrophy, so we're gonna give her a bunch of medication, seizure medication,
we're gonna feed her through a tube,
right? Her teeth are
falling
out. I get
what you're saying, but like in the back of my head, that's what I'm thinking about, right? Like
Rapunzel,
you'll never leave this tower,
non-existing hair.
Shoot, to even like just take a hammer to a computer, I'm just like, how much did that computer cost?
Well, her mom
first
was
off,
rolling in
Oh wait, it was freaking probably donated because her mom was using her. Ugh.
Yes.
People be crazy, man.
People be crazy. Be careful out there, people. Anyway, so yeah, her mom would actually handcuff her. Her mom would handcuff her to the bed when she wasn't around. That way she could, you know, get better control of her. Dee Dee had also filed...
I'm wondering if it was, like, actual legit, like, police handcuffs, or if it was, like, you know, the sexual
ones.
Fucking handcuffs.
They're little fluffy ones, so that way her wrists wouldn't bruise.
Dude, if you think about it, because, like, what if there are people, like, why do you have bruises and stuff?
Well, if you
I've been fucking handcuffed
really,
to a bed the whole day.
I should just, like, show you pictures.
No, I don't want to see pictures.
Of how she looks like.
No.
You don't want to see pictures of how she looks
like?
She doesn't. And she's always covered head to toe. So if her mom was abusing her, you wouldn't fucking know.
You know.
Yeah. Let's see. Dee Dee had also filed paperwork with police claiming that Gypsy was mentally incompetent, leading Gypsy to believe that she ever attempted to get help, that they would not believe her.
Wow.
Yeah. So
because she was sick and mentally unstable.
And had the mental capacity of a 7-year-old.
Of a 7-year-old, even though she's fucking 18 already. And apparently she has the mental capacity to be like, hello, Christian eHarmony. Meet me at this convention.
Right? Come dressed up as this and I'll come dressed up as your Leia.
You're gonna Leia later.
Oh my god.
Pa-cha-cha-cha.
That's gross.
Robert said
they were brother and sister.
Oh, what?
You took it to a different, like, whole extreme.
Whoa, Roberto.
He's not Mexican, by the way.
What?
Nothing.
Came out of the blue.
Right? Joe, you're really getting voted off here. That's almost 3 strikes against you now.
Thank you, Joseph.
Just go to
Joseph.
Let's see. Sometime around 2012, Gypsy continued to use the internet after her mother would go to bed. She made contact with a boy by the name of Nicholas. I'm gonna pronounce his
name. Let's just go with Nicholas. Sound it out for her, Joe.
It's a good John.
Good John?
It's
Gouda John.
Gouda John.
Gouda cheese.
G-O-D-E John.
Like Little John.
Little John. Anyway, so she got in contact with him, and we're going to refer to him as Nick or Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
He was located in Wisconsin.
Dude, what is it with Wisconsin?
I don't know. Just don't go there. There's nothing there anyways.
Missouri and Wisconsin.
All right. So anyways.
There's probably something in the water.
It's the cheese. It's all the cheese.
The Wisconsin cheese.
Wisconsin
cheese. It's in the water that the cows are drinking.
So therefore it goes into the cheese.
Yes.
Don't have cheese from Wisconsin.
I can't. I love cheese. I'll have cheese from fucking whatever.
Just wave cheese in front of me. I'm all yours.
A good cheese platter.
It's the only reason why I couldn't go vegan. The time that I was vegetarian for the year and a half, You wave cheese in front of me. I was like, fuck, okay.
She's like, nacho cheese.
That melted cheese.
No, get it? Me. It was nacho cheese.
Oh, God. Because
you wanted to be vegan. Apologize to all the vegans out there.
All the people who are lactose intolerant who can't even enjoy the what is
dude,
good
my
cheese.
Teacher, she was lactose intolerant, but there was a time we had a cheese pizza, and she's like, I'm going to regret this later, but I'm doing it. So
that's not going to stop them. In a few minutes.
Pretty much.
But I took it out of the show.
Let's see. Okay, so yeah, Nicholas wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He had issues. He had criminal records for indecent exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a history of mental illness, and it was also stated that he had multi-personality disorder and autism. So, not fully there. Kind of mm-hmm. cuckoo sounds into like cabeza. I know, right? Christian Mingle! Want to meet people? They're perfect!
I'm gonna laugh if there's actually like a Christian Mingle website that's like, that it's called Christian Mingle.
There is. It's called ChristianMingle.com. There is such a thing. Please don't sponsor us. Let's see.
What is this? Us? You can sponsor me. It's cool.
like... Not her, but me. I'm totally all for it. Yeah, because with the username Tenti.
Yeah. Tentokofu. Right? It's the only Christian.
And
oh my God, it is. Robert pulled it up.
Pulled up what?
The Christian Mingle.
Yes, there's a Christian Mingle website.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is here. Christian Mingle.
Oh my God.
No ad reads.
Oh.
Right?
You have to admit, that was pretty good. Well read.
It was.
Christian Mingle, contact us.
Oh, God. Not... Okay. Anyways, in 2014, Gypsy confided in her neighbor, Aline, who was 23 at the time. She was telling her about her relationship she had with Nicholas and how they had plans to elope and even chosen names for potential children. Aline at this time did not know Gypsy's true age and thought that she was still underage. Everyone thought she was still underage. Gypsy and Nicholas had an online relationship, never meeting in person. They flirted and even exchanged texts that had BDSM elements. Gypsy had claimed that Nicholas was into BDSM and she was just there to please him.
Mm.
Elaine, her neighbor, tried to talk her out of it, still thinking Gypsy was too young and possibly being taken advantage of by an online predator. She considered Gypsy's plan just fantasies and dreams, and nothing like this would ever really take place. Despite Dee Dee's effort to prevent her from using the internet, which went as far as, again, her destroying her multiple phones or crushing her laptop or computer with a hammer, she continued to be in contact with Nick. And he would actually save out their conversation and print out what would be used against them, too. The next year, 2015, Gypsy...
I wonder why he was... Never mind, I'm not even going to ask that. Because he was, like, infatuated with her. He's like, I'm going to save this message forever.
I love her. She loves me. We're going to be together forever.
She loves Harry Potter.
I'll be your Ronald Weasley.
Oh, my God. Leviosa. It's Leviosa. Aww.
Really, Robert? In the background, just that? Alrighty. The next year in 2015, Gypsy had actually arranged for Nicholas to meet her mother. Her plan was for him to bump into them in costume while at a movie premiere and strike up a conversation. But instead, as soon as they met, Gypsy's hormones went crazy and she took him to the bathroom and they had sex. However, Gypsy
wasn't her mom there too, though?
She managed to get away from her. How? I don't know. But she managed to go to the bathroom. He followed her, and they had sex.
Boom, boom, in the bathroom.
That's dirty. That's dirty.
Well, you don't touch anything in public bathrooms, ladies and gents.
Right? Because you always don't know.
Bring Purell or something.
Use those toilet covers.
Multiple
cringe. I already have, like, a problem with, like, public bathrooms. It just adds more to it. I'm just like, people fucking here. Like...
Well, that happened. She was like, oh my god, it's you, and wham bam, thank you ma'am, they were in the bathroom. They came out. Gypsy mentioned that she did not find Nicholas as desirable as she thought he was. She's like, we met and he kind of, his pictures kind of deceived me a bit, you know, catfishing I guess a bit there. But nonetheless, she still liked him. And finally Nicholas did get to meet Dee Dee, and when she found him, when they did meet, she found him incredibly creepy and told Gypsy to stay away from him. Despite Gypsy's disappointment and her mother's warning, she continued talking to him, and this is when they began developing a plan to kill Dee Dee. So
both of them were trying to do it?
Yes, because Gypsy was always telling him.
She was, like, denying their love.
Pretty much, yes. So, now this jumps to the murder.
Well... Are we supposed to have, like, a music insert segment right here? No. Is that what you were trying to go for?
No.
Da-da-da.
I was just trying to build some sort of suspense.
That's not very suspenseful. What's another suspenseful tone? We'll go with that.
Right? It's Inception right there all over again. So, at this time, Nicholas then returned from Wisconsin. He actually came back to Springfield in June 2015, and whenever Gypsy's mother would leave the house, she would sneak him in, and they would do the naughty. Also in June 2015, Gypsy let Nicholas in one night into the house and allegedly gave him duct tape, gloves, and a knife, and told him that that was the night it was going to happen. And with that understanding, he would use it to murder Dee Dee. And
from
Gypsy...
Dexter's Laboratory.
You always find something.
Yeah, to connect to, like, via cartoon or something, yeah.
I guess so. She's going to her happy place already, because it's getting to the
murder. It's getting to the scary part of the story. And I'm just like, just think happy thoughts.
Think happy thoughts. All right, so Gypsy claimed later that she did not expect him to be able to do it at all. Nicholas ordered Gypsy to hide in the bathroom and cover her ears so that she would not have to witness her mother's death. Nicholas then stabbed Dee Dee 17 times in her sleep. The two then had sex in the same room and took over $4,000 in cash and fled to a motel outside of Springfield. They may have remained there for several days while planning their next move. During the time, they were seen on security camera in several different stores. Just living it up. Gypsy said at this point she believed the two had managed to get away with their crime. And Gypsy finally left Springfield to return to Nicholas' home in Wisconsin. Several witnesses saw the pair at the Greyhound station and noted Gypsy was trying to hide by putting on a blonde wig, but was walking unassisted. There you go. By this time, the guilt was starting to really come over Gypsy, and she felt that, wow, this is kind of messed up. We've been able to walk around for days, and no one seems to notice them missing. So, on the afternoon of June 14th, 2015, at Gypsy's urging request, Nick used his phone to post two updates to Dee Dee's Facebook and so that people could discover the body. The first post read, "The bitch is dead." People thought the account had been hacked and were wondering what was going on. Maybe they had seen a bad movie. They were just concerned. But within 17 minutes later, a longer post was put, and this is its exact words. "I fucking slashed that fat pig and raped her sweet innocent daughter. Her scream was so freaking loud."
You should have had disclosure before you read this. Like,
this is public for everyone to see.
But
it's still on their Facebook.
I know.
It actually is still on the Facebook. Yes. You would think they would take it down by now.
I don't know. It's like things like that are queasy to me. So I'm just like, disclaimer or something.
Everyone knows.
Following content read could be gruesome.
Oh my god.
Harsh.
Yes, those were the exact words. And at this time, that's when people started, you know, stirring up. And that's when people were like, okay, maybe something is actually really wrong. Gypsy would later state that she was concerned that several days had passed without anyone discovering her mother's body. And she had hoped that someone would report the ominous messages to the police and find the body. So I guess she was starting to feel some sort of guilt. Mm-hmm. Not long after the posts concerning friends went to the house, phone calls were went unanswered and no one was answering the door. They called the police. But by the time the police arrived, they actually could not force entrance into the house. They had to wait for a warrant. But they allowed for a neighbor to climb through the window to go and check out the house, and it didn't take long for him to actually find the body. But he did notice throughout the whole house was fine. Nothing was wrong. Gypsy's wheelchair was there. Everything seemed fine, except Gypsy was missing. So they got inside. They did a whole investigation. And at this time, this is when Gypsy's neighbor, Aline, decided to speak up to the police. When she did, she confronted the police and told them about Gypsy and her secret boyfriend. Based off of her information, police were able to find, actually getting the help of Facebook, they found the IP address to where the posts were made. Mm-hmm. And within hours, Nicholas's house in Wisconsin was raided, and both he and Gypsy were surrounded, and they surrendered.
Swatted.
Yes, they did. And they were taken into custody, and they were charged with murder. People of Springfield were glad Gypsy was alive. They actually had started a GoFundMe account thinking the worst had happened, or if they found her, you know, she needed to be supported in some sort of way. Mm-hmm. But they were taken by surprise when the truth was revealed. Uh-huh. Gypsy had never been sick and had always been able to walk, and her mother was behind everything, using physical control, physical abuse to control Gypsy. Mm-hmm. So after many years and many who knows how much money, it was finally revealed. So
what happened with the GoFundMe account?
It was closed and canceled. Everyone pretty much got their money back.
Got your money back.
Yeah. Thankfully, that happened. So everyone found out that Dee Dee treated Gypsy all those years. Sympathy for her as a victim of a violent murder rapidly switched to her daughter as a long-term victim of child abuse. So they were no longer viewing her as a murderer who killed her mom, or as someone who's, you know, this was just because she's a spoiled brat. No, for years, and we're talking years, she was abused and, like, mistreated by her mom. So mm-hmm. people were no longer, like, viewing sympathy over Dee Dee, actually. They were viewing, she's kind of a bit of a monster. So this is where a lot of people...
Just kind of a bit.
Yeah, this was what caused a lot of controversy and a lot of mixed emotions with people, because they're like, so how are we going to treat this? Technically, Gypsy maybe did this out of defense. Maybe Gypsy was trying to get out of this. And there was evidence showing that she had tried to escape civically, you know, like civilly. But her mom always brought her back, so...
Well, she was underage before.
She wasn't. There was multiple times she tried running away and wasn't underage, but her mom would bring out the birth certificate, the fake one. Where
it was funny quotes.
Yes.
She was underage.
Exactly. So, while the charge of first-degree murder carries a death penalty under Missouri law, or life without parole, prosecutor Dan Patterson announced that he would not seek it for either Nicholas or Gypsy, calling the case extraordinary and unusual. Once they secured all medical records and saw the complete list of everything done to Gypsy, they secured a plea bargain of second-degree murder for Gypsy. Gypsy was so malnourished that during the 1 year in jail, she had gained over 20 pounds, and she was starting to actually look like a normal adult. Mm-hmm. She actually, in the end, accepted the plea deal and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Mm-hmm. So she's currently in prison right now for that. Mm-hmm. Nick, on the other hand, was faced with more severe charges, as he was the one who committed the murder and was the one they said was behind the murder plot. Both he and Gypsy agreed that said that he was the one who killed Dee Dee. Her plea bargain agreement also told her that she didn't have to testify against him. Mm-hmm. She basically just had to do her 10 years because she was a battered child. In January 2017, so not that long ago, his trial was postponed when the prosecutors requested a second psychiatric exam. They agreed, and they were actually able to find out that his intelligence was below 82. And that he was on the spectrum of autism. So they were suggesting diminished capacity, meaning he didn't have the mental capacity to be able to do everything he did. Uh-huh. He didn't really understand his resulting in this. Mm-hmm. So, and this, they did multiple tests to find out that his IQ was low and that he was autistic. So in December 2017, the judge set Nicholas' trial for November 2018. So literally a couple months ago. Prosecutors alleged that Nicholas had deliberated for over a year before committing the crime. The lawyers pointed out that he was autistic and anything and everything Gypsy would say, he did because he was a love-struck client and had just done it because she'd asked. So they're trying to put mostly the blame on Gypsy and also the fact that he wasn't capable of really thinking all this through.
He didn't have the brain power.
Essentially, yes. So prosecutors had to... Prosecutors showed the jury text messages, sometimes sexually explicit, of how detailed and how well-planned this was. Gypsy didn't have to testify, but she actually did. Mm-hmm. She said that while she had indeed suggested to Nick that she wanted to kill her mom for all the child abuse, she also had another plan. And her plan was, well, we considered getting pregnant in the hopes that, you know, if I'm pregnant, her mom would stop all the lying. Her mom would stop all the abuse and would just, you know, okay,
why
I would have
just
to accept
go with
him.
That option?
I don't know. Maybe we should send her a letter and be like, hey, why didn't you go with this option to begin with?
Well, then she did mention that she wasn't, like, fully into what's-his-face.
I guess, but that was their option. Their option was kill her or let's get pregnant and hope that my mom accepts it or hopes that my mom doesn't make me lose this child.
So fast and certain or long and uncertain.
There you go.
Thanks for the clarification, Joe.
Right, we just had to add that
simple
in
terms.
There, right?
Joe, you're back on the podcast.
You have one of your points.
Taking a step back, what is Munchausen by proxy, by the way?
Oh, Munchausen by proxy is basically someone who... How can I put this in simple terms?
Just Google it.
Okay, let's Google this. Robert, you want to see who's the fastest Googler here?
Well, seems like you know how to spell it because you have it there in front of you.
I can't type because I have a Band-Aid on my finger.
Munchausen by
proxy.
Cool. Let's see. Wow, I completely messed up the... Cool.
I'm trying to type it.
What is Munchausen syndrome by proxy?
Medical definition of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. A parenting disorder in which the parent either fabricates an illness or introduces an illness to their child. So it's all just fabricated illnesses.
Yes. Essentially, she is coming up with lies.
Thanks, Boo.
Have you ever heard of a hypochondriac?
Yeah, so pretty much like that, but
for
somebody child
else.
Or
yeah.
somebody else.
It's essentially that. So
does that satisfy your question, Joe?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Does anyone have any more questions?
At this moment in time, no.
So it's...
Do you know what muscular dystrophy is?
No. Something to do with your muscles?
It's kind of an autoimmune disease is when your white blood cells are attacking your muscles and making them shrivel, essentially. It's a real thing. They also call it MS for short.
Are we voting Joe off the island? Is that what
is he getting that point back again? Is he getting that point back again?
Seems how he has a phone and he's not doing this himself.
I'm
taking that point back away from him.
All right. Joe, you only have a certain amount of points before you get voted off.
For this episode or forever?
Probably for this episode.
Per episode, Joe gets like a couple points.
Right. And by the end, like of all episodes, we will have like a friggin' tally
so
of everything.
Counter.
We're like, put it on here. Joe got 3 points on this one.
Someone will be out there and make a spreadsheet for all this, by the way. So.
For how many points Joe has?
Like, Joe, why is Joe still allowed in this show? He
right,
has got 5 minus
here?
Points.
You 3 strikes, Joe. Just 3 strikes.
He got 5 in the first episode. Why?
We're just gonna have like -500 at the time, like episode 10 comes around.
It's like after so many Joe is gone missing. We don't know where he is. We're gonna start a GoFundMe account for him going missing.
It's too soon, Sam. Too soon.
Poor taste.
Let's see. Where was I? Okay, yeah. So she had considered getting pregnant by him in hopes that she, once she was pregnant, her mom would stop all the lying, all the abuse would stop, and Dee Dee would have no choice but to accept Nicholas. She had even bought the knife and stole baby clothes at the exact same time. So she's like, which one?
Life or death?
Life or death, or cake.
Well, we saw what road she took, though.
Cake is a lie.
Cake is not a lie. Cake is fucking delicious.
Wonder what if, like, she was at the supermarket and she was like, I'm going to pick up this knife and this baby clothes and I'm going to get a piece of cake.
It's like that urban legend where that babysitter stuck the baby in the oven.
What?
Is that really an urban legend?
Yeah, it's an urban legend where this chick dropped acid while she was babysitting, and the urban legend is that the parents went out to go eat dinner, and when they got back,
it's a true thing.
The babysitter was like, oh, I remembered to put the turkey in the oven. And the parents were like, we don't have a turkey. And they went to go look in the oven, and it was the baby.
Yeah.
What? Okay,
that's an urban legend.
One, Joe, the baby was cold. She's kind of warm with the baby. Two, why did the parents sound like that? We don't have a turkey.
We don't have a turkey? Like, oh my god, we got the turkey. No, but actually, there's kind of a true story behind that, too.
That's another episode.
Da-da-da. Yeah, another episode, another time. Yelly's face right now is just like, what the fuck did I sign up for? I did not agree for this. Babies should not be hurt in the making of any of this.
At least it's not involving any shoelaces.
Oh my gosh, Joe, too fucking soon.
Baby shoelaces.
Shoelaces, Yelly. Shoelaces.
Sorry, guys, we were a baby. I'm just going to get Velcro shoes.
Purposely, I'm gonna go and get you shoes that have laces on them. I'm just gonna like, kill you for the five days.
Shoelace your own.
So yeah, she had gotten both, and she looked at him. She's like, baby or knife, baby or knife, knife baby, knife the baby.
And we obviously know what the outcome was.
Yes. So the jurors.
How crazy would it have been if she did get pregnant at the same time?
I kind of wonder how that, maybe in some other universe, some, you know, alternate universe, that happened instead of the murder, and maybe it ended up nice.
Okay, now you're getting all like other university on me. No, we're staying in this universe. Continue
too much,
on.
Too much for
too
your
much,
head.
Too much for too my much head. Too much for
your head. Gotcha. Okay.
Too much.
So, yeah.
Too much for one episode. Especially episode one.
Right? We're starting to scare people
in a
off.
Parallel universe. She did have the baby.
Baby.
Or yes. Babies. What if it was twins? Like The Shining.
Go back to the baby clothes and the knife.
Right? Let's see. So, jurors had the option of finding Nicholas not guilty or guilty for one of three charges. Involuntary manslaughter, second-degree murder, or first-degree murder. It took 2 hours for jurors to return with the verdict of guilty of first-degree murder. He will be sentenced in February 2019. What are you showing her? What are you... What?
Keep reading.
What?
Later.
What?
Oh. Keep reading.
Oh. Okay. Did you even hear what I said?
Something 19 something. I got distracted with the little cold plate on the microphone because I placed my hand on it, and then when I pulled away, I saw the like marking of my... I was like, I'm so hot. So that's, I kind of, yeah, potatoed.
The mind of an artist, people.
Pretty much.
Art degree!
I went to art school.
Right. Okay, I'm going to repeat that last one again then.
But the listeners were listening. Yes. It's not their fault that I wasn't listening.
The point is to get your, what do you think he would have gotten? First degree, manslaughter, or second degree?
I think.
Or not guilty.
I think he got second degree. Wait. First degree is higher than second degree, right? Yes? So I think he's getting second degree. Or did he get away, like...
No. Okay. If she got 10 years, I'm pretty sure he's going to get something.
But then they, like, did a psych evaluation, and they're like, he's too dumb, like...
Too dumb?
Pretty much.
He still did the murder.
Right? Regardless.
I don't know.
I mean, she was abused for her whole life. She's still in jail for 10 years.
Yeah.
Actually, she can get out an early, possibly parole, but that's a difference. That's a difference. You know, it's the just that's the system.
So how Systems! Many? So how many years did he get, or what did he get?
He got first degree murder, and he will actually be sentenced in February 2019.
So he still hasn't been sentenced.
Nope, he has not been sentenced.
What the fudge?
We'll do a follow up on that, by the way. We'll do a follow up when February and his verdict actually comes out.
He's like, "Heavy Potter."
The justice system, people.
That's the justice system. We're going to say you're guilty, but we're going to wait. You're going to have to wait another year to hear when you're going to be sentenced.
Wow. Why was it so fast for her, but so slow for him?
Because she took a plea deal.
Oh.
Yeah, she... Yeah, the moment plea deal done, she's good to go. They can take her off and whatever. They can move forward.
What?
But they actually didn't offer him one. No. He actually had originally wanted to do this with just the judge and the prosecutor with the lawyers.
Uh-huh.
So he had opted out for a jury for a jury. So, uh-huh. But he later took that back and he wanted to have a jury.
Wow.
So with the jury, this is what they came up with. Either not guilty or guilty with either of the three. And they gave him first degree.
Interesting.
But remember, keep in mind, in Missouri, one can get first degree and end up with life in jail without the possibility of parole or even death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Though they're not exactly seeking it, mm-hmm. it's still up depending on what the judge wants or wow. deems will happen. Mm-hmm. So who knows? We won't know until February of 2019.
But the murder was done...
2015. Yes, this is how long it takes for the system to finally...
almost 5 years! Yes. So, like...
There are that many cases they have to go through. That's how backed up they are.
Yes.
So, is he, like, in prison yes. while this yes. is... Yes. Okay, okay, because I was just like, that's fucked
He's been
up.
Arrested for the whole yes. time.
Yes, the whole entire time that you have a
so
trial...
So, he's already basically served almost 5 years.
Yes.
It doesn't count, though.
And they don't
It does,
count.
Actually.
It does?
It does count. Yes. It can...
So, she's already, like... halfway through.
Yes. She will be released soon. Yes. So, but her family is actually behind her on this. She has her...
her dad?
Not her dad.
Is her dad still around?
Yeah, her dad's still around. Everyone kind of like, okay, what she did is really, 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 really bad, you know, whatever. But you have to think of the circumstances that she was put through. So she has her aunt who's super close to her, visits her on a regular basis, who comes, sees her, writes her, everything. And she says that when she gets out, she's going to basically come live with her.
Wow.
So, yeah, they've actually done several documentaries on her. They've done several interviews with her. She is actually thriving and looks like a beautiful young lady in jail. And
In jail,
obviously. Actually, here's
she's working that orange suit so well.
She actually stated herself. She says, Gypsy believed her mother would have been the perfect mother if she had not been mentally sick. Gypsy accepts that she committed a crime and has to live with her consequences. Nonetheless, she feels freer in prison than she ever did when she was under her mom's care.
Wow, that's crazy to think like that. You're like, I am so free here in prison.
Yeah, get she
three
said,
square meals a day and
compared
my little
to
cell.
Having to deal with her mom,
like all
and
the surgeries, tube feeding, things that you weren't even really sick for.
Yeah, she's like, I regret what was done. She's like, but what my mom was doing to me was worse.
The burden that rather would be in the cage.
Pretty much. Yeah. And so, but I've seen recent pictures of her and she looks great. She looks like she's gained a lot of weight. She used to be so tiny. They used to fit her into a sink, like
wow.
to bathe her. Her mom, mm-hmm. there was picture. You can see pictures of her online with her actually inside a sink, mm-hmm. a kitchen sink, mm-hmm. her being bathed. Her wow. hair was always constantly shaved. She would have these big, huge glasses that just looked way too big for her. And she literally looked like a child. Mm. And her mom would do this just so she can try and live up the act of her being younger than she really was, mm-hmm. that she wasn't mentally all there, and yet she would continuously abuse her behind closed doors. When you would look at their house, you would see that their windows were blacked out or they were covered most of the time, so people couldn't look in to see her mm-hmm. walking around without her wheelchair or her putting up a fight, her trying to be independent, or even her mom doing things to her. So there's a lot more hidden details that I didn't add on to here that people can, you know, research themselves if they really want to. But
no, Sam, they want you to do all the research.
I can tell you all the dirty details, but...
Dirty deeds.
Yes. So...
On the tweets.
How do you think of this episode compared to our Lost first episode?
I feel like the first episode, because there was, like, more murders. Like, there was five.
Yes.
There was, like... My reactions to each one was more like...
Well, because this one each time...
Different. This one's just like one, so yeah. I'm just like, oh.
Kind of a mindfuck one.
Yeah. A little bit, because it's like, what the mom did was not right. So you can't really be like, oh my god, like, fuck that person, you know?
Right, she still died.
Because, yeah. No, I know, but I mean, like, I'm not... I don't know, my feelings are, like, complex right now, because it's like...
There's no sympathy for the victim.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people... That's why they said that they found this case to be
unique
and
yeah.
very different. Because they're like, so they did something bad. They ultimately killed a person. But with what her mom was doing, could she have possibly end up killing her daughter one day doing that? Doing all the stuff she was doing?
We don't know. She, yeah. she put that...
Lifespan.
Yeah.
Probably did. They actually...
So you think, yeah, it would eventually... Well, I mean, we're all headed down that way anyways, but...
We just don't have helping hand leading us there faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her mom kind of was
apparently
doing that.
17 helping. Wait, how many times was she stabbed?
17.
17 times.
Yes.
17 yeah.
She was stabbed 17 times. And...
In her sleep, mind you, so she never woke up from any of the stabs.
I'm pretty sure after the first one, she was like, oi.
Oi, just oi.
This is Missouri.
Could you imagine Joe like just picturing her as her and just be like, oi, and then after the like oi after each one, oi, 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 oi.
Yellow, you have a point against you now.
Gold.
Leave us hardest alone.
Oi, 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 oi. It's so bad.
I know it's bad, but like Joe just made me think just like him just laying there. And it, so we were stabbed Joe in his sleep. Not saying that we would. Off the record. Like,
we would get an oi yeah. off of Joe. Is that how you sound, Joe, when you get stabbed? Is no. oi. Oi.
But from your sleep, not just getting slapped.
See, now it's going to be subconscious. Now you're going to do it now.
Right? You're just going to, when someone comes up behind him, oi. Oi. But based off of note, I didn't have it written down, but I thought this was really interesting when I read it online that since she has been in jail, she's been able to get her high school degree. She's oh, nice. Been able to mature more as an individual.
She gets to read all the rest of the Harry Potters.
Right.
Jill lost it. What? She legitimately learned that was her road to knowledge. She learned via reading Harry Potter. I thought that was really cool.
I thought that was a little tidbit. I added that in there because I thought that was pretty interesting. She has also been able to seek a lot of therapy that she needs.
Oh, yeah.
But there is one thing people are slightly worried about. Mostly psychologists have learned that
they're worried for the aunt.
No, they're not.
I'd be worried for the aunt.
They're not worried about the aunt. They're worried about...
Wait, auntie, you ever take her to Walmart? She's looking at baby clothes. Is she looking at knives? Make sure she grabbed the baby clothes.
Why would she grab baby clothes if she don't have a baby?
Maybe she wants to have a baby and get pregnant. And she'll be like, I'm healthy enough to, you know, care for my own child. Like my mother, like... Whoa, that's pretty fucked up.
I was just about to say, most people who grew up with Munchausen syndrome by proxy... Mm-hmm.
Can't have kids?
No. End up... become psychopaths.
Oh.
Yes. And she has actually showed clear signs.
Do you think she eventually wants the kids, though?
Maybe. But psychiatrists have said she has showed clear signs of being a psychopath. Like,
but
like
all stuff signs. Aside, you know, psychopath could still be a mother.
Yes, like, yes,
obviously, as we've
there
learned
have been many
in this story.
Out there.
But do you think?
That she still wants to be a mother?
Yeah.
My thing is, do you think she still has feelings for Nicholas?
I don't know.
Because she testified in his
against
hearing,
him?
But never said, like, it was all him. She was just saying that we had plans of either we kill her or we have a child together.
Uh-huh. So she never fully
she never
put the
was
blame
against
on him.
Him, but she doesn't. She wasn't
for I don't know.
Him.
Do you think they write each other?
That they what?
Like, write to each other? Are they allowed to write to each other?
They can, but I don't know if they do.
All the unsolved mysteries.
Right? Actually, in the very last episode, the Shoelace Murders, as we refer to them, Ian Brady and Henley, they were actually writing to each other in jail for a while until Ian Brady was like, fuck this bitch, I'm done. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, that happened for a while.
I don't know. What do you guys think, listeners out there?
Right? What did the listeners think about this? How does this episode make you feel? And how does that make
you
feel?
You went all touchy-feely with it. I was thinking more like, do you think they write each other, or do you think she's going to want to have kids? Like,
do you think she's going to be psycho crazy when she comes out?
How does this make you feel? Tell us your feelings.
Tell us how you feel. Tell us how this went. This is our very first podcast. This is our very first time.
No, this is our very first actual complete recording of it.
No, we did a recording. It's just we had technical difficulties.
Yeah, with the first episode.
Yes. So.
Yeah, which will be more info
later.
Later on the website.
Right.
So you guys can get join the little circle of sadness. Because we were pretty sad about that one. That
you
was a good
were
one.
Sad about that
I was
one.
Sad because we like lost it forever now. But it'll just be like referenced.
Right.
So you have to be very detailed when you write this up to our social media pages so people
right.
know.
Like release notes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The hidden card under the door.
Right. Do you have something notes. You want to say, Robert?
Cliff notes.
Cliff notes.
Cliff notes? That's
like
what.
Cliffhanger.
What?
No, cliff notes. Like the notes you buy on like certain books and they give you the very brief detail in like two pages.
It's like a star next to a word and underneath the the paragraph as like a description of what they're talking about.
No. It's the unlabeled teacup.
Cliff Notes is literally like a pamphlet you used to be able to buy, and it was literally like a 2-page
book. Yeah, and it gave you everything of what it was. Right. That too. Yeah, so if you don't want to listen to this hour-long podcast that we have so far, you can just read our Cliff Notes of what exactly happened. Again, this was our second try. Our first baby was gone.
Yeah.
And
R.I.P.
Lost his shoelaces.
You guys are never gonna let me live that
no
down.
No, we I actually had a really good title for that one too, so that's
See, here's the thing.
Gone.
I know what our first merch is gonna be. It's gonna be a shirt with just shoelaces.
Wow. No.
It's gonna be a baby shoe with shoelaces untied.
That's horrible.
But it'll sell. Buy our merch.
Right. Anyways, yeah, check us out on social media. We do have a Facebook, we have a Twitter and Instagram. If you guys have any suggestion of any cases that you want us to do, hit us up on our Gmail, which is teatimehorrors@gmail.com. And it's the same thing for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow us. Let us know how it was. If you guys have any questions or concerns, again, just let us know. Be honest with us. We are trying to learn and grow.
And thank you for listening.
Right.
And tuning in. Much appreciated.
Much
love appreciated. The support.
Right. Thank you.
Love the support.
And wait for the next episode.
Till next time.
Tea time horrors.
Real tea. Real horrors.